evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Student 7th Women's Roundtable, this Thursday, August 5th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyabuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. as well. And today you will be looking at a number of issues, starting with COVID-19, which is affecting almost every aspect of women's lives and other people. So that's what we'll be looking at, and other projects that are related to women.
Yes, so we'll also have some guests that will actually come in and share with us some of the initiatives that they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Ministry of Health, as of August 4, yesterday, Zimbabwe had 113,526 confirmed COVID-19 cases since March last year, including 82,994 recoveries and 3,711 deaths. And to date, a total of 1,740,598 people have been vaccinated so far under the vaccination program called Program B.
Yes, and the Minister of Health is saying that the cases are going, although they are going up, they are still high, because we see that just yesterday alone, the Minister of Health recorded 1,091 new cases and 35 deaths, which is still a lot. And some cases, which are some towns and regions that are still affected, we see that leading these new cases is Mashonaland East, and other provinces follow. And the Minister of Health says the government is making quite a number of efforts to fight this pandemic through acquiring vaccinations. We've seen vaccines coming into the country. There are millions, meaning that many people get vaccinated. We also saw many centers being opened and more help coming in to vaccinate people who are saying they spend most of their times in these queues, including women who are saying that when they are in these lines, they end up not doing most of their duties or looking after, you know, and you know that most of them are informal traders, so they get affected. But we saw the government saying that it's increasing the staff, and recently the Zimbabwe Defense Forces also joined other health workers in Bulawayo to vaccinate the masses. So we see that that's the effort the government is saying is making to combat this problem, and also advising people to follow the COVID regulations.
Yes, sir. We've also seen that, you know, a lot of organizations have started up initiatives to try and counsel people during this COVID-19 pandemic. And there is an organization that is running what they call friendship benches in Zimbabwe, where people actually go for counseling and get to talk about their problems and also get to hear advice on what to do during this COVID-19. Let's take a listen to a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga in Harare.
Friendship Bench started in 2006 to provide counseling to those stressed or depressed by the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. The organization now has branches at most clinics and hospitals in Harare and is the only large mental health therapy service operating in the country. The service is run by volunteers who say they do not want to see people stressed. According to Chengetanya Mkapa, country's coordinator for Friendship Bench, many people have stopped meeting others in person due to COVID-19.
We continue to provide counseling to people who are affected, who are infected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, we are saying that we are not able to do that using our conventional face-to-face. But what we have done as an organization is to migrate to an online platform.
But some, such as Elizabeth Chibeka, still come to their offices. The 49-year-old says her father is battling with COVID-19.
I have nothing to pay for his medical bills. I am unemployed. I have no means to raise funds even for his food. Those are some things stressing me. Hence, I came here to talk to these people. COVID-19 is there, and it's real, especially where we stay.
53-year-old Forgetti Gutuza is one of the counselors at Friendship Bench. She says COVID-19 is dominating her counseling.
COVID-19 has really spread its wings. It's all over, but people are not masking up. I do not know how awareness programs can be done. I wonder why people do not understand the situation we are in. My neighbor conducts church service nearly every day.
Dr. Deborah Machando is the chief of mental health for the World Health Organization's office in Zimbabwe. She says COVID-19 has caused a lot of stress to people.
Lately, we've been seeing a number of psychological disorders, including panic attacks, insomnia, depression, and also a surge in terms of family conflicts and violence. So there are a number of things that people can actually do to mitigate loss of income.
She says they include understanding that the world is in strange times, cutting down on expectations and adjusting downwards on needs. That must be advice for stressed people like Chibeka to take note of as the cases of infections by COVID-19 continue to spike in Zimbabwe with the Delta variant on the rise. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there a report about some of the initiatives that are being done by organizations in Zimbabwe, and we're actually going to have one of the coordinators of the project on our show tonight, Star. Maybe before we go into the languages, let's just welcome one of our guests, Ambassador Dr. Arikana Chiombori Kwan, if she's here, and then we go to our languages. Dr. Chiombori, I think you can go ahead, Star.
Yeah, is she coming?
She's not on the broadcast right now. I can see her, but I don't see her face. So you can go ahead.
Okay. Kulungile ke mavela lapho ke bezisanda ukubona umfanekiso ke oqotshiweyo omunye ke obesitshela ke ngokwenzakalayo ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lengxaki abantu ababhekane lazo abakade bekhuluma. Kodwa-ke sikhangela-ke namhlanje kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma sicubungula okuphathelane le-COVID-19 lezinye inhlelo ezithinta abesifazane. Siyanazelela ukuthi i-COVID-19 isithinta phose yonke impilo yabantu. Akula muntu ongathi mina i-COVID-19 ayingikhathaza, kutho ukuthi ngoba ulayo, kodwa hhayi ngoba iyenqabela ezinye inhlelo ukuthi abantu bayizenze. Sesikhangela lokhu akuthiwa ngama-lockdown. Ngakho-ke lawo kuyabe kumele kulandele, okutho ukuthi-ke i-COVID-19 ithinta umuntu wonke. Njalo sikhuluma nje ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kusukela ngomnyaka ophelileyo kuqhamuka leli gcikwane selahlasela abantu abedlula inkulungwane amakhulu azinkulungwane eyodwa i-113,526. Njalo-ke lokhu akutho ukuthi yikwa abantu abalithweleyo lele gcikwane, abanye-ke sebasila. Ake asikhangela-ke lapho amashumi ayisithiya inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisithiya ngalombili 82,944 bedlula lelo nani-ke, kukanti sokwabhubha-ke abafika phose inkulungwane ezine i-3,711. Kodwa-ke uhulumende-ke uthi abantu asebejoviwe, asebemukele umjovo-ke wenqabela i-COVID-19 sebesedlula isigidi esisodwa, kanti-ke sebezafika kwizigidi ezimbili ngoba sekuyi-1.7 million abake asebehlatshiwe-ke ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 ngesikhathi uhulumende sithi uyemukela imithi le yama-vaccinations emazweni amaningi kuya ngezigidi lezigidi ukuthi abantu behlatshwe. Sibonile koBulawayo sokuze kwangezelelwa lamasosha aweZimbabwe Defence Forces asencedisa ukuhlaba abantu ijekiseni leyo kwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwamanye amalokishi. Kungani? Ngoba besithi nxasokusondela usuku leZimbabwe Defence Forces olokunanza amalungelo amabutho, labo bayenza imisebenzi emphakathini yokuthuthukisa umphakathi kwesinye isikhathi bayakha isikolo kumbe benze okunye okuthiyeneyo ngakho ngalesi sikhathi bathe hayi ngcono bexhase labo abajova abantu ukwenzela ukuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19 yebo-ke sizabe silabahlonitshwa abaningi abashiyeneyo sizabezwa-ke sesikhuluma labo lapha marvelous sisabalindileke
nawo vachangobva kuphinda muchirongwa chedu parizvino tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai chewomen's round table tichitarisa itsu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve tichange tiine vanyarikani vakawanda vachauya pano vachitaura nesu pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari nazvo zvavari kuita kuedza kurwisa denda iri recovid-19 uyezve kubatsira avo vari kushanda vakadai savana chiremba navana mukoti muzimbabwe panyaya yekutsvaga zvikwanisiro zvekuti vana chiremba ava navana mukoti vasawanikwewo vachibatwa nedenda iri rechirwere checovid-19 pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro kubva nezuro vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vabatwa nechirwere checovid-19 kubvira muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 113,526 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva muna March gore rapfuura uyezve vanhu vanosvika 82,994 vakawanikwa ivo vachikunda denda iri asi pakazowanikwawo zvakare vanhu vakaratidzirwa neupenyu pari zvino vamira vari pa3,711 totarisa zvakare chirongwa chehurumende chekubaya nhomba dzecovid-19 pari zvino pane vanhu 1.7 million nekudaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 uyezve tinoona kuti hurumende yatanga iyo kukwanisa kunge ichiwedzera zvirongwa zvekuti vanhu vawane mukana wekubayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19 tirikuona kuti takaona masoja iro svondo rino vachienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakadai sekubulawayo vachibatsirawo pakubaya vanhu nhomba idzodzi dzecovid-19 saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vakati wandei nhasi vanenge vachitaura nesu pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavainazvo panyaya iyoyi yekurwisa denda recovid-19 asi regai titange nadoctor uyezve vari ambassador ari kana chihombori kwavo vachiuyawo vachitaura nesu pamusoro pechirongwa chavainacho chekubatsira vana chiremba navana mukoti kuzimbabwe pane zvikwanisiro zvekuti vawanike ivo vasingabatsire denda iri recovid-19 Welcome to the program, Ambassador Chiwombori Kwao.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Marvelous, for all the great work that you're doing. Thank you, ladies from Zimbabwe and those who are here in the United States. My name is Arkana Chiwombori Kwao, and I'm the founder and CEO of the African Diaspora Development Institute, an entity I created since leaving the African Union mission, and it is designed to be the bridge between the African diaspora around the world and our beloved continent of Africa. I've always felt very strongly that African problems deserve and demand African solutions. As Africans in the diaspora, we have everything that we need and everything it takes for us to build the Africa that we want. With the situation of the pandemic in Southern Africa, I also felt once again that some of us in the diaspora may not be fully aware of what is happening back home. So as such, we are on a program to promote and inform the masses in the diaspora what is going on back home, particularly in Southern Africa, as it pertains to COVID-19. 2 weeks ago, we did a fundraiser for Zambia, and we are looking to be sending a container, 40-foot container, with over $200,000 worth of PPEs and other medical supplies. This coming Saturday, we are doing the same thing in collaboration with the Zimbabwean diaspora healthcare professionals, as well as other diaspora from all over the world, not just Zimbabwe, not just Africa. Once again, we are calling on them to say, to whom much is given, much is expected. I truly believe that if we can adopt that spirit of saying we look inward for solving our own problems, we should be able to take care of ourselves.
If I were to use an example, let me just come in there. What exactly are you hoping to use the funds that you raised this Saturday for?
The funds we are going to raise this Saturday, we are looking at a minimum of 25,000. With 25,000, we should be able to get a container. We are working with an organization, a nonprofit organization here in the United States. We will be able to send to Zimbabwe a 40-foot container, which will have at a minimum $200,000 worth of PPEs and other medical supplies. It's a program that they've run for a long time. A lot of the supplies are all over the country and they're donated. And so we hope that we can raise more than $25,000. But for every $25,000 that we raise, we will be able to send a 40-foot container with over $200,000 worth of medical supplies. For now, we are focusing on PPEs, which will be going to the frontline workers, who are the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, and other healthcare.
Yes, and how are these funds raised? What exactly will you be doing, and who's invited?
We are inviting all Zimbabweans and all African diaspora around the world and Friends of Africa. Again, as ADDR, we are not discriminating and saying you're only Zimbabweans. No, we are saying African solutions belong to all of us. And by Africans, I mean all people of African descent. If you're black, you're African. And I'm saying issues, problems in Africa, problems in Southern Africa, problems in Zimbabwe, they are your problems. Own them and do something about it. As I was talking to Dr. Chireka last week, I reminded him, Dr. Chireka is one of our doctors who is heading the Zimbabwe Diaspora Healthcare Alliance. He's based out of the United Kingdom. He started a platform on WhatsApp based on COVID. That platform is now sitting on about 97,000 people. And I said, Doctor, can you imagine if everybody could just give $1? We could send four 40-foot containers to Zimbabwe with just $1 from those people on that platform. That's how easy we could make a difference in Africa. But are our people committed to give up that $1, the $1 that you won't even miss? This is how easy it is for us to take care of African problems if only we could unite and if only we could also adopt that spirit of giving. And that's what we're going to be putting in front of not only the Zimbabwean diaspora, but diaspora around the world and Friends of Africa to say, we can take care of our own problems. Unity of purpose is what this moment is calling for. So we will be asking them to join the bandwagon and let's unite and provide African solutions to African
people. Yes, how do you raise something important there that you're looking at the whole of Africa and you have many Africans from different countries. Is this easy? Is this policy easy to implement, looking at maybe someone wants their country only to be solved? Is it easy to distribute even that today we're looking at this country and today this one, and everyone gives accordingly, or they want to give more to their country of origin?
I think we are finding that it's natural to want to give more to their country of origin. But these are some baby steps that we need to take as a people. We need to own our problems. So we are cultivating that culture of giving, culture of understanding that the reason we are where we are today as black people, the reason we are the most disrespected race as a people, is because of the disunity among us. It is precisely that disunity that has allowed others to exploit us and continue to exploit our beloved continent because of the disunity. That is the mindset that needs to change. So in small baby steps, we are doing our part to remind people as to why they must have a serious conversation with the image in the mirror. Because it is the image in the mirror and the conversation with that image that are going to begin the healing that we desire. What fails us, what prevents us from coming together and creating that meaningful unity is the damage, the mind game, the disease of the legacy of slavery and the legacy of colonization. So we must tackle that as well. So as people are giving, they should not think of themselves as Zimbabweans. They should think of themselves as Africans. And as Africans, I'm talking of as black people around the world. If you're black, no matter where you were born, you are an African. We want to cultivate that spirit. We want to pick up a page out of the Jewish playbook. A Jew is a Jew no matter where they are on earth. They look to each other first, to supporting each other first, to promoting Jewish businesses. We must also adopt that same spirit. So little by little, we will do that. But we are calling on black people and, of course, Friends of Africa to say, we need to promote that unity. It won't happen overnight, but that is
what... So you believe in a borderless Africa?
Absolutely. That is the only way we are going to survive as a people, as Africans, and as black people around the world. Unity is the only thing that's keeping us from coming together. So our minds, we must understand we were intentionally put to sleep. We were intentionally brainwashed. So let's understand, let's accept that we are suffering from this disease that we must heal from. You don't go to the doctor to seek help unless you know that you're sick. So we need to appreciate and accept that this is a serious problem among us as black people. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in each other. We're always looking outward for others to help us. Now, this moment is calling for us to help ourselves, and we can. Just the example I gave you, the 97,000 people on Dr. Chireka's COVID platform, if they could just give up $1 each, we will raise $100,000 easily, and we can send over $1 million worth of medical supplies to Zimbabwe.
It is the white Africans also invited, or it's strictly black?
No, it's all Africans, all Africans. All Africans plus Friends of Africa. You don't even have to be black or to be African. There are lots of well-meaning people who are not Africans, who are not black. If you're a friend of Africa, absolutely. We're counting on you to join hands. Because we are here out in the diaspora. We are giving to non-Africans. We are giving to non-black people. I spent 25 years of my life taking care of white people in this country. So it's not about the color of your skin. We are simply saying, if it comes to African issues, we need to be on the driver's seat. We need to spearhead, and others can follow. Chinese issues, the Chinese lead the program. European issues, Europeans lead the program. Indian issues, Indians lead the program, and so forth. It's only in Africa that we wait for others from outside to come lead issues pertaining to our problems. We are saying, we must be on the driver's seat for Africa's development, for solving Africa's problems. We would love to have our friends join us, but we must take that driver's seat. It is our responsibility and ours alone. And any help that we can get, we appreciate it, but we must never, ever give up the driver's seat. At this point, we gave up that driver's seat. We must.
Have you ever weighed the gender issue here, or there's a bigger picture of just being an African than the gender issue now, that are the women mostly impacted by what's happening in Africa? Or are you just looking at everyone for now?
We're looking at everyone right now, because the people who are dying, for example, the frontline workers, they're female doctors, they're male doctors, they're male nurses, female nurses. We're looking at everyone. COVID is not discriminating. It's not saying you're a woman, you're going to die more than the men. So at this point, when it comes to COVID, we're looking at everything.
Mm-hmm. And getting back to the program that you have on Saturday, you spoke about Dr. Brighton Chireka's platform on Facebook. I've been following them on the COVID-19. Where can people actually tune into your program if they want to donate? And which hospitals are you targeting in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe, we are targeting Parirenyatwa to start with, if it's only one container. Why Parirenyatwa is because they have the largest COVID ward in the country. And then we will expand to other hospitals depending on how much money we are able to fundraise. And so Zimbabwe for now is Parirenyatwa, but we will expand to other hospitals as the funds are.
And where can people tune into your program on Saturday?
What was it? Yes, to tune in, you can go to ouraddi.org, ouraddi.org, and you can go to the donation button, go down to COVID-19 Zimbabwe. Otherwise, to also join, there's a flyer which will give you a code, and you can join. It's via Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much there, Dr. Arikana Chwambonikwan. We'll come back to you so that we can give a chance to other of our guests to also come in and weigh in on what you just discussed here. Sai, you can come in and let's go into the early, but for now, I'll just summarize in Shona what Dr. Arikana Chwambonikwan was saying. Aposangachukunjwa, Munyarikani wedu varipano, Dr. Arikana Chwambonikwan, vanova ivo chiremba uyezve vari ambassador imomuno muAmerica vaimboshanda kuAfrican Union asi parizvino vane chirongwa chavo chavari kuita chekubatanidza vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana kuti vaunganidze ivo mari yekuti vawanikwe vachitenga zvikwanisiro zvekushandisa muzvipatara saka nemusi wemugovera vachange vaine chimwe chirongwa chavachange vachiita padandemutande chavari kuedza kuti vabatanidze mari yekuti vatenge zvikwanisiro zvekushandiswa havati ivo zvichapiwa vana chiremba navana mukoti vekuparirenyatwa hospital kuZimbabwe saka pari zvino ndonyaya yakanga tiri kutaura asi tine vamwe vanyarikani zvakare vari pano vachange vachitaura nesu pamusoro pezvavari kusangana nazvo panguva ino yeCOVID-19 sa
yeboke sengathathi omunye umhloni shayo etolandelayo lapho-ke besisizwa-ke ingxoxo ebesiyiqhuba lo dokotela njalo ngu-ambassador unkosikazi Arikana Chwambonikwan yena-ke ulenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abantu abahlala be-afrika abahlala kwamanye amazwe e-African Diaspora Development Institute besichasisela-ke ngenhlelo abaziqhubayo la nokuthi gqugquzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ovela e-Afrika ancedise wonke amazwe akula kuthi ngileli lizwe kumbe yiZimbabwe yodwa kumbe kuyini hhayi bahlangene nje sikhuluma nje badinga ukuhambisa umgqomo eZambia olokudla kumbe ama-PPEs kukhangela ukuthi ngoba yisikhathi se-COVID ngakho yikho-ke abesichasisela khona lokhu lokuthi bona bakhethani ngemhlobo ukuthi umuntu uvela kuliphi ilizwe le-Afrika njalo ukuthi baqalisa nesibhedlela separirenyathwa ukuncedisa abanye yebo-ke sesilomhlonishwa wethu owesibili-ke olandelayo lamhlanje uzasitsho-ke yena ukuthi ngubani siyakwamukela kuhlelo-ke nkosikazi Maplank
ithuba mina igama lami ngiwubekezela Maplanka ngihlala kubulawayo eZimbabwe founder iBulawayo Queens. iBulawayo Queens i-organization yabomama kuphela abenza ibhizinisi esabona kufanele ukuthi sibe sihlangane njengabomama sincedane kwizinto ezikhanya zinzima ukuthi umuntu yedwa nelalelise ukuthi azenze yedwa. So iBulawayo Queens asiyamhlobo ukuthi sibe mhlobo ophesa okhethayo sithatha wonke umuntu lezinongo ezingumama njalo kasina level of education sithatha bonke abantu kusukisela kuvenda size siyefika kuboprofessa phezulu khonale wonke umuntu uyatholakala kuBulawayo Queens. kuBulawayo Queens yenzelwa ikakhulu ukuthi omama benze i-business ba-network okuyokuthi sithengiselane njalo uthole ama-customer kwenye indawo iyabe ikhatshanayo lapho ohlala khona. kuBulawayo Queens omama bathengisa izinto eziningi ezishiyeneyo ezigoqela izigqoko ukudla kuningi kakhulu engingakuqamba njengakuphethi njalo futhi kuBulawayo Queens phezu kwako konke khona lokho sinama-project athize esiwenzayo njengane khathesi siyakwazi ukuthi isikhathi se-COVID kunzima abantu imisebenzi bayihambe ngendlela kuningi esikwenzayo kuBulawayo Queens asitha ukwenza amabhizinisi yasithi siyanethiweka sihlangana lapha nalaphana silama-project esawa-introducayo esiwenzayo for example anjengokugebha imigodi ukufakelana amasola okuthengelana izimota ukuthayelana izimali nje malimali ukuthi umuntu aqalise ibhizinisi ukuthengelana ama-house rules from e-bedroom to i-kitchen ukuthengelana ama-building material asithi umuntu uthi olesipindi usefake isilebhu yesilo ukuthi aqedise isipindi sakhe lesiyana ukuthi aqedise indlu kumbe umuntu olejurawulu ofuna ukuthi aqedise kumbe umuntu ongeladurawulu kumbe ofuna ukuyeza i-devid. So Sakupanafut, like I said before, Sakupanafut, maybe a group of six or a group of four, depending on our capacity.
Exactly, who are you and what does your group do?
Okay, my name is Rezena Maplanka. I am from Blawayo, the founder of Blawayo Queens. Blawayo Queens is a group of ladies that came together to help each other and support each other. We are networking, we are doing business, we advertise our products, we sell to each other, and we connect with the people from far, maybe, for example, like Harare, South Africa, maybe even Blawayo is a war. Blawayo is a war. Above all, Blawayo Queens, we've introduced some projects like giving bongo for each other, buying cars for each other, money clubs, putting solar for each other, buying house walls, and buying building material for each other. That's it.
Yes, roughly how many are you in this group? And we recently saw you in the state media where you helped a family that was bereaved, and previously you helped the doctors at Mvilo Hospital whose quarters were cut down by fire. Can you explain how you went about those projects and how you managed to get the money?
Okay, thank you so much, Stan. All right, we are above 1,000. We are now at 1.2 ladies. And how we managed to support the Mvilo doctors, we came together, like I said, that our Queens is a group of ladies that came together to support and help each other. So we came together, and everyone in Blawayo Queens, every lady, every member contributed to us that. Same with the funeral. The family, we came together and every lady in Blawayo Queens contributed, and we had to buy grocery, and we took some of the money to keep the in cash.
Yes, are all the ladies employed there, and how do they get this money? And do you have other projects that uplift the women, even those who need employment or to start their own informal businesses?
For now, we don't have any income to give the ladies, but the ladies, most of the ladies, they are self-employed. They are doing business on their own, and yes, some they are employed, but most of the ladies, three quarters, I may say, they are not employed. They are doing business, they buy things and sell. So that's it.
Yebo ke ungasitshela njalo ngesindebele ukuthi lancedisa njani umndeni lwana owawubhujelwe ngabantwana bevela eSouth Africa, kukanti imali liyithola ngaphi, selibangaki, njalo iziphi ezinye inhlelo ezintsha elizenzayo?
Okay. Kulawo Queens sesidlula inkulungwane sesingu-1,200 so ekuncediseni impilo lefamili esanda kuswela abantwana. Sabuya sonke sahlangana njengoba ngijike ukuthi iBlawayo Queens inhlangathi yabomama ababuya babambana sinesizathu sokuthi sincedane. So sahlangana sakhupha ama-contributions ezimali, sakhupha le mpahla, abanye babuya le mpahla, abanye babuya le mali. So okungawukuthi imali ababuya nayo eyinye sathatha sathenga igrocery, sahambisa khona ngale kumbule nale sengisakwenza empilo. All right, omama beBlawayo Queens abaningi ngathi abasebenzi, nabantu abazisebenza abantu abathenga izinto bethengisa abakhutheleyo engingatsho ngabantu abakhutheleyo umama abangahlali phansi yibo ye bakhona abanye abasebenzayo kodwa ke abaningi bakhona ngabantu nje abagijimayo besebenza bethengisa laphana zalaphana yikho nje engingakutsho ngebulawekhwezi.
Yes, thank you very much. Interesting. Their views are marvelous from the Gazela Maplanka of Bulawayo, Queens. Ubelesineke uhlale ubambile khonapho ethungweni sizaphenduka kuwe siqale sizwe ke abanye abahlonitshwabe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is a very interesting initiative. It's coming up with a lot of initiatives, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. And we have one such woman who's actually joining us from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for your patience. If you can join us and just introduce yourself and tell us about your initiative, what's going on?
Hi, my name is Grace, and I have an organization called Tando Health. And basically, just to introduce myself, Tando Health is a Zulu word meaning love. I'm sure you all know. And basically what we're doing is our mission is to try to simplify the healthcare arrangement across miles. So due to Tando Health, we realized that so many people who are diaspora are not able to care for their parents the way they would be. Mm-hmm. Usually people would visit maybe once or twice in a year to check on their parents and their healthcare. So what we do is we have a platform, which is tandohealth.com, and it's a scheduling platform that we've created where we have doctors and healthcare services. We also have pharmacies. We have labs. We even have nurse aides. So someone who is out there, who is in America, who is in UK, who is in South Africa, has a parent who is in Zimbabwe. When the parent gets sick and you need to care for them, but you're not able to come here. So you go online on our website, you choose a doctor or a service that you need for a parent. Maybe it's just a checkup. You want a GP, a general practitioner, to go and check up on your parents. So basically you pick the doctor, you pay for it, and within a few hours, the doctor will see the message, and the doctor will either do a home visit or you will notify your relative to come to the doctor's rooms, depending on what you have booked. So we have options for bookings which can be either to go and do a home visit or to go and do for them to come to the rooms. We also even have options for the pharmacies. Mm-hmm. For example, the BP medication or the diabetic medication, which is needed regularly. So you can make it easy for them. Instead of sending money through Mukuru or World the Meat, mm-hmm. you say this is the money for you to buy medication. It's COVID time. You don't want your parents to be out there. We can do that for you. We just pay on our website. We get the medication either sent to the home or they just come and pick it up.
And how is your operation? We are looking, like what you just mentioned, that this is COVID time. How are you operating as a group during this COVID time when it comes to doctor's visits? Because obviously people out there want to know, are their parents safe? How are you operating?
So basically, since I said this is an online scheduling platform, most of the things is done online. You have paid for your parents, you've booked for a 10 a.m. appointment to the doctor's office. So your parents will just be taken to the doctor's rooms, and at 10 o'clock, that scheduled time, they just go through in and see the doctor. Or you have booked for them to say, okay, I want you to visit my parents at their house. Then the doctor will come at that exact time, and the doctor will make sure they're well equipped to deal with COVID cases. It might even be a COVID. You have learned that your parents or your relative, someone you love, has got COVID-19 and is suffering at home. They're not able now to mix around because they're saying with COVID, don't try to limit your movements once you know you have COVID-19. So now you need a doctor to go there. Instead of them taking a combi and infecting themselves or other people in the process. So you can pay for such visits, and the doctor will see that the patient will communicate with you what's needed, and things can just be done using that scheduling platform that you've created, which is standardhealth.com.
Mombotsi sanangurirawo pamusoro pechirongwa chenyu chamunacho emai chitowa.
Ndicho chirongwa chandiri kutaura nezvacho chekuti tiri kuti vanhu vanorwara kana kuti vanhu vane vari kure nehama dzavo dzavanoda vanogona kudzibatsira even vasipo panzvimbo pacho.
Vanobatsirwa sei kana ivowo vari kunze kwenyika vanofanira kunge vachiita sei?
Saka vanhu vari kunze kwenyika chavanongoda kuidhe ndine foni yandinayo, tine foni number dzatinadzo, tiripo paFacebook or vanoenda online on tandohealth.com. Vakaenda online vachaona kuti vano ndezvipi zvavari kuda. Kana vari kuda kungotenga mushonga then vanosenda message yedu, votisendera message votiudza kuti ndiri kuda kutenga mushonga kuna mai vangu vari pakati nepakati, madetails vatinocommunicate. Kana vachida kuti hama yavo inoonekwa irapwe then vanopika doctor wavari kuda and then voonekwa.
Zvimwe zvii zvamuri kubatsira nazvo panguva ino yecovid-19?
Panguva ino yecovid-19 zvaka zviri kunyanyokosha zvanga zviri zvekubatsirana, especially izvo zvekubatsira nevamwe madzimai mukutraya kuti varonge kuti health care yehama dzavo dzavanoda iri all well covered.
Aiwa, rambai zvenyu makabata, tichadzoka kwamuri. Regai timbotora mumwe munyarikani wedu pari zvino vari kuZimbabwe pari zvino. Regai tione kuti vanokwanisa kubatika here nokuti kuvabata paWhatsApp. Vari kutaurawo nezvechirongwa chavari kuita mukuedza kubatsira vanhu vaye vanenge vachishushikana nepfungwa panguva ino yecovid-19. Tinoona kuti vazhinji panguva inoyi vari kuwanikwa vari kugara vari vega uyezve vanenge vasina vanhu vakawanda kwavanenge vari. Saka tioda kunzwa kwavari ivo kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yezviri kusangana nevanhu panguva ino yecovid-19 uyezve chirongwa chavo chefriendship bench pavanoti vanhu vanouya. Tamboona vhidhiyo kwekutanga kwechirongwa apo vanhu vanouya vokwanisa kunge vachigara pabhenji iroro vachikurukura nhima dzavo uyezve vachitaurawo nevanyarikani kuti vawane rubatsiro kuti vangawane sei kuti vabatsirikane panguva ino yecovid-19 nekuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo vagere vari vega kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka pari zvino havasi kuwana mukana wokuti vawanikwe ivo vachitaura nehama neshamwari. Saka tiri kuda kuti tiedze kubata muzvare Georgina Chipatorera. Rega tinenge taanavo. Alo.
Hello, makadizeni?
Aiwa, tiripo. Mungataurosa renyu nesa reorganization yenyu mabva matinzowo zvamuri kuita here panguva ino yecovid-19?
Ini ndinoitwa Georgina Chapoterera. Ndinoshandira inonzi Friendship Bank tiri muno muZimbabwe. Friendship Bank iorganization inobatsira matambudziko epfungwa kana kuti dambudziko rekufungisisa, pachirungu tinoti depression. Tinotenda kuti vanhu vanenge vane matambudziko ekufungisisa vanokwanisa kubatsirwa kuburikidza nekukurukura nevatinoti ana mbuya utano kana kuti ana gogo. Vakadzidziswa basa iri rekukurukura neavo vanosangana nematambudziko ekufungisisa macommunity akasiyana siyana mukati meinoo nyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Takatarisana necovid-19, maclients edu kana kuti avo vanouya vachida kubatsirwa vari kubatsirwa kuburikidza neyatinoti problem solving therapy kana kuti talk therapy kana nechishona tinoti kuburikidza nekukurukura. Vakagara pamabhenji mumakliniki akasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe vachiita masessions avo. Nenhau yecovid-19 iyi, kugara pabhenji nevazukuru vachiita counseling sessions kunonetsa nekuda kwesocial distancing. Saka vamwe vazukuru kana kuti maclients vari kubatsirwa paonline platform, vamwe vanofona, vamwe ndo vanoita mawhatsapp call. Masessions avo ecounseling achiitika.
Panguva ino yecovid-19 mungati inhuna dzipi dziri kunyanyosangana nevazhinji uyezve Muno kwanisa kunge mchizo wakoka sei kutipa uye kuchu ugara pa friendship venture.
Muna zaka siyana siyana. Na tenda ni mufundu wengi. Wanu wakingi, wangu mabasa akapera. Wangu waka niswa mabasa. Ende wangu wangu niswa mabasa. Ndova yunza chikafuta patakura. Noka na kusina basa wako enda sorea kutafu kusina mari. Chikafu mumba mkusina. Kana wangu wari baba. Na mai wangawa kibaba wa kisura kubasa, mai wari kumba, wana wawangu gara, wari wese kapa mwekete. Saka makesu ye gender-based violence, ati kirei, nekudase COVID-19. Totalisa zekare, besides gender-based violence, sine wana wasisina zekuita, wana wajindika waenda kuchukoro. But nekuti havasisina zvokuita vana vazhinji vaakutambisa madhiragisi vaakunwa doro and also increase nema unwanted pregnancy amo imo munharaunda matiri kugara imomo tine zvakare takatarisana nemadzimai madzimai vane mabasa akasiyana siyana avanoita mukati medzimba ngana mai vakadzi uye vamwe vacho vanoenda kumabasa kana kuti vaienda kumabasa nauro wecovid-19 isati yauya mudzimai atarisana nekuchengeta avo vari kurwara necovid-19 atarisa zvekare kuti vamwe vacho ndo vari kurwara necovid-19 ari ye zvekare akatariswa kunzi achengete muri yaakatarisana naye saka ndiwo mamwe matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nawo mukati menguva ino yecovid-19.
Maybe just give us in English what your organization is doing during this COVID-19. How is this helping people, especially women, during this COVID-19?
Okay, thank you, Greg. Thank you very much for that particular question. So the Faith Bench is offering online sessions to our clients who come or who seek our services on our online platform. So we have the Twitter handle, the Facebook handle, and Instagram account where our contacts are there. And online sessions are being offered. We have trained counselors that are providing calling sessions, WhatsApp calls, or text sessions. And this has gone a long way because initially our intervention was a face-to-face intervention on the bench in the clinic. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, people from all over the world can access this online platform and still receive their counseling sessions in the comfort of their homes.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are the major problems facing people during this COVID-19 that they're highlighting?
Okay, we have a lot of problems. I'll just highlight a few. Because some organizations have closed, so people have lost their income, and most of them are breadwinners. And because of that, a lot of issues have come up. People are unable to put on the table. They're unable to pay rent, even unable to pay school fees for their children. And that has become an issue. We have spouses who are now staying together for a long time because of lockdown and COVID-19. And because people are not used to that, a lot of gender-based violence cases have also increased. Concentrate on the women, where women are naturally multitaskers as mothers, wives, and also professionals who've been going to work. And because of the COVID-19, they are now forced to play their roles as wives and also juggle their jobs when they're working from home and being mothers, helping their children to do online lessons because kids are not going to school. So those are some of the issues that are coming up. And we also have kids having increase in substance abuse and unwanted pregnancy and increase in STIs because an idle mind becomes very dangerous. Some kids don't have access to online classes. Mm-hmm. So because of that, they tend to indulge in different unwanted activities. So those are some of the problems that are coming up.
So before I let you go, if you can just tell us, for those that want to get in touch with the Friendship Bench, your organization, and also get counseling during this COVID-19, where can they find you?
Okay, so they can visit our website, and our website is www.friendshipbench.org. We also have a Twitter handle at Friendshipbench, and then our Facebook account is Friendshipbench Zimbabwe, and Instagram account at Friendshipbench. Our contact details are +263 784 845 294. So if they can just text or send a WhatsApp on that number, there's a person on the other side who will book a session or attend to them if they have any questions they would want to know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Adair. I hope that we can touch base with you in future. Thank you for having spared your time to come on our program. Ms. Georgina Achapoterera, who is with the Friendship Bench organization. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So we're hearing there from the Friendship Bench organization, and that's one of the coordinators who was speaking to us about some of the issues that are facing, especially women, during this COVID-19. Over to you.
Okay, obesichazisela ngehlelo abazenzayo sesibuyela kuwe ke maplanka sithemba lokhu lesineke usilindele lapha ungasichazisela ukuthi sesike sezwa ngehlelo selisiqhubile njengabulawayo Queens ikusasa ke yiziphi ezinye elikhangelele ukuzenzela umphakathi kumbe lisacubungula ukuthi lenzeni kumbe lisazithuthukisa la. Yes, we are able to share a lot of tenor, Mushava, Luaka is in Lucanian and Lucellon Aviza, Imani and Ne. Liza Lenz and Jani, Jalalus, a Tatis Tatis in Ganan, who had the Malu tenor, Mushava to live a name, which is the yakhela kumbe liyakha lilodwa ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi omunye laye aze abe nendlu.
Ukwenza ukuthi ukuhlelwa kona kungathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu. Sikhangele ukuthi uhlelo lwenu ma-most ungathatha unyaka.
If you can summarize for us in English as to what exactly do you want to do, wish to do as a group at Mpilo Central and UPH hospitals in Bulawayo.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, as Bulawayo Queens, want to help UPH and Mpilo Hospital by renovating the wards, putting new linens, new beds, new kitchens, and new floor, including the bathrooms. So, as the matters of the city, we are soon to treat that we help our hospital because these are the major hospitals that are in Bulawayo.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mavude. That was Medizela Maplanka giving us what her organization is planning to do in Pilos UPH and, the central hospitals in Bulawayo. We also heard, remember, before Dr. Arikana Chiombora was saying that they also have a they are trying to assist Parure Nyatwa Hospital as the African Diaspora Development Institute before they also branch to other hospitals. Over to you.
I think you can see my face, but it's okay. I'll go ahead and just get Dr. Chiombori to come and give us her last word. And also, I think the other guests who are here with us to also come and give us their last word in the program. Dr. Chiombori, are you still with us? Hello? Unfortunately, I think we've also lost Dr. Chiombori.
Yes.
So for now, yes. Actually,
give us your last word, Begezela Maplanka, just a minute. We have heard what other women are saying in the program. What can you say about the power of women and what they are doing for their communities during this COVID-19?
So unfortunately, we can't even do a minute. We only can should do 30 seconds because we've only got like...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Venezuela Maplanka. Your last word.
Thank you so much. I've read 2 weeks. Oh mama,
unfortunately the network is now stationed.
Yeah, I think let's just thank all our guests. We'd like to thank our guests, those who came into the program, Dr. Arikana Chihomboi Kwao of ADDI, with an initiative this Saturday, Grace Chitowa of Pando Health based in Zimbabwe, Georgina Chapoterera of Friendship Bench. And go over and thank your guests, and then we just wrap up.
Okay, omunye njalo wethu ubekezela Maplanka weBulawayo Queens esihlalelayo lapha ubesitshela lapha ngenhlelo zabo uhlelo njalo sithemba ukuthi sizahlangana njalo singabapheleleyo no Lesine Oluzayo, Wushelo Lenuke, no Women's Round Table, Panapa, Wu Live Talk. It is a lami, Musitan, William Chang.